When it comes to being a mom, which I have no clue about, but there is so much that goes on behind the scenes. We'll likely never really know the extent of how much help a mom truly gives. But with that being said, this is definitely a day, along with the other 364 days of the year, that we can say these words: thank you, Mom. Well, in our gospel reading for today, Jesus promises his disciples that help is on the way. He promises in the upper room where they celebrated the Last Supper with them that he would not leave them as orphans. Though he would be leaving them in the ascension, they wouldn't be abandoned. He would be sending them the helper. We know that helper as the Holy Spirit. It wouldn't be long and the day of Pentecost would come, and the promise that Jesus would give them would indeed come to fruition. The Spirit would come and descend upon them in that holy wind, that ruach is the Hebrew word. I love that word because you get the guttural there and everything. But the holy wind of God, the Spirit of God would come and descend on them in those tongues of fire. And all of a sudden they would speak in other languages and the gospel would spread like wildfire. And then all of a sudden it would spread all these miles away to this place known as Springdale, Arkansas in 2026. Yes, the same Spirit that was promised to them is also given to us. In the water, in the word of baptism, you and I have been given the Spirit of God. The Spirit is the one who enables us to believe in Jesus as our Savior, and the Spirit is the one who sanctifies us, makes us holy, sets us apart for service all the way until the Savior returns on the last day. It's all God's work, 100%. Sadly, though, there are those that don't want the help the Spirit delivers. Have you ever met someone that refused help? You actually saw them and you could clearly see that they needed help, but they refused the help that you were trying to give them. Because whatever it was, maybe they were too stubborn and so they didn't want to receive it. And it can be so painful to watch happen. Here they need the help, but they don't want to receive it. Or perhaps that might be you. Has that ever been you, where you've been the one who is so stubborn to refuse help in time of need? I know there's no stubborn people here. But has pride ever kept you from receiving help from someone in time of need? How it must break God's heart to see so many people throughout our world reject the very helper that he freely gives in baptism. I can remember a time when I was offering pastoral care, and there was this gentleman. He was seated on the stoop of a house, and I was walking up to him, and the firefighters and emergency responders, they had tended to his brother, and his brother had just died, and he was about, let's say, 50 feet away from where they were tending to his brother. And I walked up to him. It was very obvious. He didn't know me. I didn't know him, but I was wearing my clerical collar, so he knew I was a pastor and all that and everything. But I walked up to him, and before I even got a word out of my mouth, he says to me, "Whatever you have to say, I'm not listening." It was so sad. Here his brother has just died, and he wants nothing that the Spirit of God in his word has to offer. You see, to say that you need a helper, to say that you need help, is to admit weakness. And how many of us like to admit that we are weak? If I were to actually have you raise your hand and say, how many of you like to admit that you are weak? How many people do you think would raise their hand? I'm guessing I'm seeing those amount of hands right now. None. And yet, interestingly enough, that is actually why we are here. We are here because we are, as we just confessed, we are poor, miserable sinners. I've always found that to be kind of a unique phrase, poor, miserable sinners. Interestingly enough, we're actually not poor at sinning. We're actually not miserable at sinning. It should actually say we are great at sinning. We are wonderful sinners because we're really good at it. But we are. We're poor, miserable sinners. We, on our own, cannot transform our lives. We are here because we need help. And help is here for you. The Spirit, who is your helper, breathes the very breath of life into you. He calls you by the gospel. Ever wonder why you're here? It's actually not because you pulled yourself out of bed. It's actually because you have been called by the Spirit, given to you in that gift of baptism, and then enlightened with His gift, sanctifies you, and keeps you in the one true faith. And here's the greatest thing, He's never going to stop calling you, enlightening you, and giving you His gifts. See, Jesus looked at His disciples. They're in that upper room. He looked into their eyes and He saw how helpless they truly were. He saw how scared they were, that they didn't know what to do. They were terrified. And so He promises them help. Literally, the helper. Think of it this way. Think when you were young. Think when you got hurt. And think of being held in your mom's arms and having her care for you. And when she said those ever so comforting words, "It's going to be okay." Jesus' promise to send the helper is a lot like that. Jesus is about ready to go and sit at the right hand of the Father. His work is done. Forgiveness is finished. Salvation is secured. It's all going to be okay. But as we know all too well, it is as Jesus said. There will be trial. There will be tribulation in this world. Mental illnesses, journeying through grief, broken relationships and marriages, grudges and addictions, and the list goes on in a broken world where we just need so much help. Jesus promises you, no matter what, He will not leave you as orphans. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He sees how much you are hurting, how scared you are, how hard-hearted you are, how unwilling you are to admit that you are weak and in need of help, how sorrowful you are. He sees your struggle and He meets you in it. He does not shy away. Remember, this is the one who journeyed into the valley of the shadow of death, and He did it all for you. So take a deep breath. Breathe a sigh of relief. Your helper has brought you here to deliver to you the transformation that you need. In word and in sacrament, the crucified and resurrected Savior of the world comes to you through the working of the Spirit to forgive you of your sins, all of those failures in this life, to strengthen you when all those times you have been so weak, which is every single day, and to help you every single day that you need it. He is here, and He's not going to stop. Ever. And because He promised this, you can be confident that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.